This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123. The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From the fly-in to the hoop at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, I'm Jack Kramer along with Matt Zirkler filling in for Chuck McBee today. We've got the Fort Loramie Redskins against the Thurgood Marshall Cougars, which is coming up in about 10 minutes, having followed the Minster win over Franklin Monroe by a final score of 74-58. Minster pulled away early on second quarter and dominated that game. We'll get to see the Minster Wildcats in the coming weeks. In fact, Minster plays Fort Loramie just around the corner, and we'll be covering that game on a Saturday night for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Today, Fort Loramie and Thurgood Marshall should be a very good game. Thurgood Marshall comes in 4-5, having played a real stringent schedule. The Fort Loramie Redskins, of course, 11-0. Fort Loramie's accomplished a lot already this season, having beaten Rushi in the regular campaign for the first time in 9 tries. Also having topped St. Henry for the second straight year, something that both Rushi and Anna have a difficult time doing. That's beating St. Henry. And this very good Fort Loramie team this season has accomplished 3 huge triumphs away from home, having beaten Versailles for the first time in several seasons in overtime. We covered that game here on scoresbroadcast.com on January 9th, 48-46. Redskins won it. Also a big win on December 30th on the road against Division III Bethel, 55-47. And as mentioned already, a nice victory for Fort Loramie away at St. Henry in a game back on December 23rd, 65-44. Today, the Redskins have to get it done on a neutral floor here at the Fly Into the Hoop to keep the unblemished record alive. The opponent, Thurgood Marshall. And, of course, Fort Loramie is hoping that this is one of three big triumphs this year in 2018 right on this Kettering-Fairmont-Trent Arena floor. And Fort Loramie obviously has aspirations of winning the sectional district, advancing on to the regional tournament, Matt, which would be right here in the month of March. This is a Fort Loramie team with seemingly no weaknesses. Obviously, you need to improve on depth. That's important all the time. Fort Loramie's depth might be in a little question. It's getting better and better. And head coach Corey Britton will nurture that along over the next few weeks. Home, on the road, Fort Loramie's played exceedingly well. The shooting has been magnificent. 50% as a team, shooting the three and the two ball. Tyler Siegel's been a force on the interior. I'd say depth, and you got to stay out of foul trouble as well, especially Tyler at the post.
Definitely. Loramie's going to have that height advantage today. The tallest guy on the Thurgood Marshall roster is 6'3". So obviously Loramie's going to have that height advantage, but obviously they haven't played probably a team as athletic as Marshall will be today. That'll be an interesting test. What style is going to prevail? I'm sure Thurgood Marshall being probably a traditional, a typical Dayton City League team and not with a lot of height is going to want to get it up and down the floor. Loramie doesn't mind that maybe so much, but I think they're more want to run the half court, want to look to Siegel inside, and with their defense, how they've been holding quite a few opponents under 30, I think that's what they want to do.
Yeah, you make a very good point. This Thurgood Marshall team will try to unsettle Fort Loramie in offense, challenge the Redskins in getting the ball into the half court. As Matt noted, Fort Loramie wants to push it inside to Tyler Siegel when possible. Thurgood Marshall will make that difficult if the Cougars can. We'll see some three-quarter court pressure. It's not a big team. As Matt pointed out, it's a club that does jump extremely well, a lot of speed. It's a young team. The schedule has been challenging for Thurgood Marshall. That 4-5 record, extremely deceiving. A loss to Dublin Kaufman by 6, a loss to Dayton Dunbar by 3, a loss to Dayton Meadowdale by 2, significant sizable setbacks to Pickerington Central and Evansville Central in a tournament in Indiana. No shame in those two losses. Wins over the lighter side of the schedule, Stivers, Toledo Waite, Ponitz Tech, and Yellow Springs. But it's a club that head coach Sean McCullough, who's in his second year, is very pleased to talk about because there's not a senior on the roster. It's a Division II program, and he thinks his club will be a mighty force in Division II next year in Southwest Ohio.
Yeah, I know you were talking to the coach, like you said, before the game, and I guess there's a couple of really good freshmen that they that they have that they're really high on. And like you said, with no seniors on the roster, I'm sure they're building toward probably the 18-19 season of trying to do something.
You mentioned those two freshmen. One of them is the leading scorer, believe it or not, Anthony McCombs. 14 points a game, 6'2", just a ninth grader. He'll be joined at a guard spot by Chauncey Amerson, C-H-A-N-Z-E, Amerson, A-M-E-R-S-O-N. He's a 6-foot freshman. Remains to be seen whether the true leading scorer on this roster, junior Eric Boykin, will play. He's averaging 15 a game. He has a foot injury. He wears a big zero on his back, Matt. We'll have to be on the lookout. He was a question mark, probably a no-go, might see action. Head coach Sean McCullough was going to make that decision during the shoot-around here before the game, the start of which is coming up in just about 5 minutes. The other starters, Byron Lanier, a 6'3 junior, Travis Mitchell, a 6'1 junior, and Tavell Sims, a 5'10 sophomore point guard. Coming off the bench, possibly Boykin, Vishon Palmer, a 6'1 sophomore, and Jashawn Russell, a 6-foot sophomore, also could see action. But you're right, Matt. Thurgood Marshall wants to turn this into a track meet and try to get Fort Laramie out of its element for certain.
Definitely. Laramie, you know, is used to that 50s and 60s and that sort of thing, and I'm sure Thurgood Marshall wants to get it up, down, and push the tempo.
Yeah, Fort Laramie has been so good defensively. This club is extremely well connected, and Thurgood Marshall doesn't want to have to play 5-on-5 for 20 seconds at a time in the half court trying to work a good shot. That is not Thurgood's game. Thurgood has scored in the 80s twice already this year, and between 75 and 80 in two other victories. So it's a team which can push it up and down the floor mighty quickly. They'll shoot the three. They'll drive it to the basket. Fort Laramie Redskins have shot the three extremely well all year long. Dylan Braun at 45% as a club over 40. Shooting field goals, twos and threes at nearly 50%. Evan Burning, great assist maker. You leave him alone, he'll nail the three, as the Versailles Tigers found out. I think a real big key to the Redskins' success, and we've referred to it a little bit so far, depth and getting scoring off the bench, and that's coming. That's coming. Ratterman and Rosengarten can drain shots from long range, and that fifth starter, Nick Brandewey, is starting to feel more comfortable looking at the basket.
Like you said, things are starting to come together. Right now you're at the midway point of the year. Now you're, like you said, you're trying to work on your depth. You're trying to figure out who can do what roles as we head into the tournament here in, what, 5-6 weeks away.
Yeah, Fort Laramie has done a fine job all season penetrating the paint, dishing the ball off to Austin Siegel and Tyler Siegel. Thus, those two young men are shooting at a better than 65% clip on the year so far. That's amazing at any level of high school basketball to have two frontline players making two-thirds of their shots after 11 games.
Yeah, that tells me that they're doing a good job of squaring up to the basket, using the backboard, all the little things that you need to do to shoot that kind of percentage.
Yep, right now the Fort Laramie Redskins are at this end of the floor, shooting around Thurgood Marshall at the far side of the court. We are perched above Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena in what would be the southeast corner of the facility, looking at an angle through the glass of the nearest backboard. A pretty good crowd on hand. Not quite the attendance that was here yesterday for Versailles and Sydney to see Justin Arnes and Andre Gordon. Sydney, an uninspiring performance by the Yellow Jackets, who fell to Versailles 65-50. Sydney played much better in the second half, but dug itself a deep hole and could not crawl out. Thank you so much to our fine underwriting anchor sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. We'd also like to salute Carl Arnes at Brookins in Fort Laramie. He is now the man in charge. He has taken over the ownership from Joyce and Dale Barhorst at Brookins, who had managed the restaurant for 12 years, had done an outstanding job. There's no great eating place quite like Brookins in Fort Laramie at 10 Elm Street. And we thank Carl Arnes for his continued participation here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Brookins in Fort Laramie. And thank you so much to these additional Fort Laramie underwriting sponsors, Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. Speaking of Tom and Jerry's, boy, you should place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. They will make sure you have true comfort at your home or business. Tom and Jerry's is a family-owned operation that has built a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's, plumbing, electric, heating, and air conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, phone 937-295-3243. 295-3243 on the web at tomjerrys.com. Fort Loramie in the home white, red numerals outlined in black. Thurgood Marshall black from top to bottom. A gold stripe around the tops of the shorts and the bottoms of the shirts. Purple numerals, difficult to read on the black, with very thin gold outlining about the numbers. Opening tip to start the game, Lanier and Tyler Siegel, and it's won by Fort Loramie, but goes to Thurgood Marshall. Thurgood has the ball 25 feet away. Opening seconds, Fort Loramie in a man-to-man. Straight away, the ball is fed to Travis Mitchell. Mitchell gives it up, then enters the lane. He cuts to the basket. Ball not delivered to him by Chauncey Amerson. Thurgood Marshall, very patient, opening set. They work 35 seconds off the clock. Here's a dribble drive outside the lane on the left. Fallaway shot, good. Nicely done. Anthony McCombs, leading scorer, 6'2", just a freshman. And if Thurgood Marshall can run offensive sets like that time and time again in this contest, they'll give Fort Loramie all it can handle. But they'll have to guard Dylan Braun. Braun comes off a screen. He's got free space behind the arc, 22 feet out, swish, and right away Fort Loramie knocks down its first shot to match Thurgood's 3-2 Redskins. Ball handled by Tavell Sims. Sims, top of the circle, gives it up to McCombs. McCombs drives the paint, running one-hander, grazed the iron, no good. Rebound Austin Siegel of Fort Loramie. Down to Burning, to Braun. Braun in the half court, tries to light it up behind the arc again, no good, short. Long rebound, punch to midcourt, collected there by Burning of Fort Loramie. 6:25 to go in the first. Fort Loramie 3, Thurgood Marshall 2. Here's Brandewee, foul line, tries to lob to the cutter, Dylan Braun, who fell down. Intercepted on the play by Thurgood's Mitchell. Mitchell scoots into the corner, fumbles it into the Fort Loramie bench, and we've got a push-off foul against the Redskins. Brandon, we called for the common. 6:15 to go here in the first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker on this Martin Luther King Day. If you're not here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena and you are at home, staying warm inside the house with the very cold, frigid conditions on the outside, and you are joining us, thank you for participating in our scoresbroadcast.com webcast here today. Here's a drive into the lane by Chauncey Amerson. Missed it with the left hand off the back rim. Rebound Fort Loramie. Scurrying down the floor is Burning. Burning hands off to Dylan Braun, top of the circle. Lob into Tyler in the post, who tips it to Austin in the corner. Now back out to Burning. Good, tight, shifting man-to-man defense applied by Thurgood Marshall. Tyler Siegel straight away. Near side to Brandewee. Boy, you can tell this is going to be a sticky opponent today for Fort Loramie. Over-guarding called at the top of the key. Foul to Vell Sims, the 5'10 perimeter player for the Cougars, picks it up. Substitution for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Nathan Ratterman comes in, 6'2 and a junior. Nathan shooting better than 40% behind the arc coming off the bench this season. We played nearly 3 minutes, only two baskets. Here is a back cut by Dylan Braun. Great feed by Burning. And Dylan stays on the floor. Nice head fake. Showed the ball. Two Thurgood Marshall players flew by him. And then he was nearly tackled beneath the basket before he could release the shot. So it's a common foul. Fort Loramie inbounds below the rim. Very good opponent here for Fort Loramie today. Unlike any the Redskins have seen this season. Ball entered in the paint to Dylan Braun. Boy, that play works time and time again. But Thurgood Marshall is aware, and the Cougars block it. Nicely done on the play by Javion Holly, who's coming off the bench, a 6'2 sophomore. Holly crammed it gave it up down the floor to Mitchell. Mitchell hands off to the cutter. It is McCombs diving into the lane, banks it down. And it's 4-3, Thurgood Marshall up a basket. These are two fine freshman guards, Amerson and McCombs for Thurgood. Here's a drive below the foul line by Brandewey. Arches it toward the rim. He's guarded very well. Left it shy and hit the front iron. Carom to Amerson. Down the floor to Mitchell. Mitchell hands off to Sims behind the foul line. His shot's crooked off to the right. Rebound Fort Loramie. Cherry picking is Braun all the way to the rack. He missed the scooper. Thurgood Marshall's got the rebound. We played 4 minutes. 4-3, Thurgood. Only one field goal for Fort Loramie. Dribble drive into the lane by Chauncey Amerson. He floats it toward the rim. Missed it, no good. Tip is in by McCombs of Thurgood Marshall, which leads 6-3. Here's a steal at midcourt by Thurgood. A run out the other way and nearly a flush. The ball is caressed up and over the rim by Amerson of Thurgood Marshall. And Fort Loramie's down by five. We played 4.5 minutes opening period. Top of the circle is Ratterman for Fort Loramie. Into the lane to Tyler Siegel. A jump hook with the left hand. No good. Off the heel. Rebound Thurgood. It's a track meet. Thurgood runs down the floor all the way to the rim. Goes Amberson. Deflected away by Fort Loramie. And the Redskins get it. And a foul in backcourt common against the Cougars. Well, Matt, as we highlighted in the pregame, at Fort Loramie's seen various types of opposition this year, nothing resembling Thurgood Marshall, though.
No, and they're holding them to one shot and out, and there's been a couple shots that just have went off the rim, and also Loramie with a couple turnovers.
Yeah, Redskins have been harassed on virtually every attempt. The only free one was the one knocked down by Dylan Braun. He came clean off a screen and buried a three-pointer. Now Fort Loramie on this offensive set goes high-low, with Tyler Siegel catching beyond the foul line and dropping it down inside to Evan Burning. And Burning is belted from the backside as he receives the ball. Common foul on Thurgood. Fort Loramie inbounds below the basket, trailing 8-3 with 5 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Burning lobs to Tyler in the paint. One dribble, powers to the rim, couldn't get it to fall, but he's banged on the arm. A couple of free throws upcoming here for Tyler Siegel. Fort Loramie right around 69-70% on the campaign shooting fouls. A couple of dribbles by Tyler. It's on the way. Swish. Javion Holly back on the floor for the Cougars of Thurgood Marshall. He at 6'2", and Byron Lanier at 6'3". And also Anthony McCombs at 6'2". The tallest trio on this club, nobody above 6'3 for Thurgood, and only one young man of that size. Both foul shots by Tyler Siegel are in, and it's 8-5. Thurgood on top, 2:50 left to go, first quarter. Deep in the right corner, it's Amerson. Amerson bounces to teammate Mitchell on top. Travis Mitchell, Tavell Sims at the guards, along with Chauncey Amerson. Here's some penetration by Holly. Real good defense by Braun. Here's a shot fake on the arc by Thurgood Marshall. Sims enters the lane, tries to bounce to teammate Holly. Good defense by Fort Loramie, which stabs it away. And then Thurgood tries to reel it in the corner. Can't. Off fingertips, out of bounds to the Redskins. We're all the way down to 2:27 to go here in the first quarter. And Fort Loramie trails 8-5. Biggest deficit. A field goal before by Fort Loramie at 8-3. Here's an outstanding drive. Super penetration by Evan Burning. He navigated the lane and scored with the left hand. He broke down Thurgood's defense that trip down the floor. 8-7, Fort Loramie behind by a point. 2 minutes even left to go here in the first quarter. Right side of the floor, Holly to Amerson. Amerson fakes, dives into the lane. Loops it up toward the iron, short. Good defense by Fort Loramie. Tyler Siegel was there. He collapsed on him. He did not make the shot, and Fort Loramie snared the rebound. Here's Dylan Braun, 25 feet away. Dylan being covered up by McCombs. And here's an errant pass down inside. Redskins turn it over.
Redskins been looking to go inside here the last three, four possessions. Just that time, like I said, the pass just was a little off.
Yep. Interesting assignments out front. Dylan Braun and Anthony McCombs matched up against each other. Minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. 8-7 in favor of Thurgood. Deep in the left corner, it's Sims. Sims on top to Amberson. Bounce pass outside the arc on the right. Here is a 17-foot jump shot tried on the play by Mitchell. It bangs off the ring. No good. Long rebound left corner. Dylan Braun corrals it for Fort Loramie. Redskins a chance to take the lead. Here's Braun driving into the lane. He met resistance. Good D by Thurgood. It's a walk. And the quickness of Thurgood Marshall giving Fort Loramie some difficulty in this first quarter. A minute and a second to go here in the first. Head coach Corey Britton off the bench, arms folded at the moment. Fort Loramie has not been off to a start like this one often this year at all. In fact, Fort Loramie's had some very good opening quarters. Here is a little give and go by Thurgood Marshall. Wild pass on the baseline. Fort Loramie saves it, then a scrum. It's loose. And on the deck is Raderman for the Redskins, tries to roll it to a teammate, and he goes out of bounds right back to Thurgood. 44.7 to go first quarter. Cougars up 8-7 over the Redskins. Thurgood inbounds in the corner of the floor, caught by McCombs. Foul line, Amberson. Now back to McCombs, behind the foul stripe, line drive, 17-footer, no good, off the back brace. Rebound down to Raderman for Fort Loramie. 28 seconds left in the first. Head coach Corey Britton signals a play. Austin Siegel foul line outside the arc. It goes to Tyler Siegel, to Brandewee. Back down inside to Austin. He powers to the rim for two. Good offensive play by Fort Loramie, which scores with 10 seconds left in the first period to lead 9-8. Six straight points by Fort Loramie. 5 seconds remaining. Here's Thurgood going opposite. Cross-court skip pass out of bounds into the Redskins bench.
It's 5 turnovers now for Thurgood.
And Fort Loramie known for excellent defense all year long. And it's a young Thurgood team. Thurgood has been challenged at the offensive end as well. Here's Burning zipping down the floor. A second left. Pulls up top of the circle. Lets it fly. It would have counted. No good. It hit the flange and ricocheted away as the quarter closes. Fine finish to the first for Fort Loramie, which once trailed 8-3. Redskins 9, Cougars 8 after a period here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Matt Zerker here for Chuck McBee today on Martin Luther King Day at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. The fly into the hoop, and Fort Loramie leads Thurgood Marshall 9-8 after one. They don't miss out on a great array of furniture at Goffney Furniture, which takes in a nice new inventory on a regular basis. Good-looking furniture, outstanding quality, priced just right at Goffney Furniture, Route 47, west of I-75 in Sydney. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for even more savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Well, Fort Loramie gets the ball to start the second quarter. A drive, but Burning is left short, no good. Rebound to Thurgood Marshall, and hurrying down the floor goes Amberson into the lane with a teardrop. Missed it. Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Here's a quick 3-on-2. Tyler Siegel hustles it down the floor to Austin. Back to Tyler, shot in the lane, no good. Tyler Siegel sticks it back in. The height for Fort Loramie paying off. Here's a quick deuce from the elbow left side. Yes, on the play of a Sims of Thurgood Marshall. Fort Loramie off and running. Cherry picking the other way. Austin Siegel's got the gimme. Head coach of Thurgood Marshall not pleased, and in fact, Thurgood may have turned it over, entering the ball while the throw-in man down here on the boundary had a foot on the court of play as he passed it forward. That's a violation, and Fort Loramie gets it beneath the rim. It's thrown to Dylan Braun. Reverse layup inside the paint. No good. It caromed off the iron. Rebound down to Thurgood, which trails 13-10. Here's a running one-hander off the backboard. Hit the corner of the glass and went in. What a driving effort. Great play by Sims of Thurgood Marshall to make it 13-12. And then Fort Loramie trying to up-tempo and beat Thurgood down the court. Is moving a bit too quickly and fires the ball out of bounds. We played a minute and a half here in the second quarter. Pace picking up. 13-12, Fort Loramie over Thurgood Marshall. Matt, I should say it's 13-12, Thurgood over Fort Loramie, correct?
No, the Loramie still has the lead. They've had the scoreboard reversed the whole game here so far.
My goodness.
Even though Loramie wearing white, they have him down as the visitor.
Okay, Fort Loramie is the visitor, and I am sorting that out in my mind now. You may have to remind me once or twice before the afternoon is over. Fort Loramie in white. Redskins are the guest team on the scoreboard, now leading 13-12. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. And right now, the pace has slowed down. There's the 9th, 10th pass in this offensive set by Thurgood Marshall, being handled by Sims. Sims throws to Amberson in the left corner. He launches a long three, overshoots the basket completely, and Fort Loramie gets the rebound. Here is Burning on the bounce down the floor. Top of the circle, foul line. Enters the lane, tries to feed it off late to Ratterman. He is bumped. Don't think it's in the act of shooting. It's common. Fort Loramie ball. Redskins in the home white. Their score is posted under guest on the scoreboard.
That's the 16th foul for Thurgood Marshall, so Loramie will be looking to go to the foul line here in the last 5.5 minutes.
Yep. Here's that patented inbounds play by Fort Loramie, thrown in the paint to Burning. Knocked away by Thurgood Marshall. Down the floor comes McCombs all the way into the paint. Blocked by Fort Loramie. Dylan Braun into the half court. Knocked away by Thurgood, and the Redskins managed to reel it back in. Deep in the left corner, Tyler Siegel, a long one, 17-footer. It is strong. Weak side rebound by Amerson of Thurgood Marshall, which is down by one. We played 3 minutes here in the second quarter. Here's a long left-handed three ball, far side of the floor, in and out, no good by Lanier. Here comes Fort Loramie, hustling the other way. Dylan Braun out in front, all the way to the rack. He's got two. Big basket by Fort Loramie. Redskins here in this quarter, Chuck, trying to take a page out of Thurgood's book.
And yeah, they've been more the up-tempo team than Thurgood Marshall.
Uh-huh. Exactly right. 15-12 Fort Loramie. Redskins once trailed 8-3. So Fort Loramie is on a nice run here of 12-4, and a timeout is called by Thurgood Marshall. And we'll hear from Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. 4:31 to go, second quarter. 3-point lead Redskins on gas.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jack Kramer, Matt Zerker here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena for the Flying to the Hoop game between Fort Loramie, 11-0, and Thurgood Marshall, 4-5. Redskins are ahead by 3. Here's a drive down the lane, but Thurgood running one-hander off the back of the rim, a little strong by Anthony McCombs. Scrap for the board beneath the glass, and it's tipped away out of bounds off Fort Loramie. Thurgood inbound. 25 feet out, it's caught on the play by Holly. Holly feeds a teammate, Sims. Sims right down the pike to the rim, loops it up, it dances around and comes off. Rebounded by the Redskins. Here's Brandewee behind the back on the dribble between the circles. Gives it to Burning. Burning to Tyler Siegel at the foul line. Tyler squares up, puts it on the deck, now hands to Austin. Now behind the arc on the play to Rosengarten, who's in. Rosengarten and Raderman on the floor at the moment. Here is an over-guarding foul. That was a reach, rather obvious, by Thurgood Marshall right in front of the official. And Fort Loramie's got the 1-1 coming up.
That they've had where they've been over-guarding on the play.
Mm-hmm. Thurgood wants to make that steal 25 feet out on the floor from the basket and get that very quick live turnover transition hoop going the other way. Nick Brandewee was collided with. He makes the first free throw. The southpaw is short on that one, and Thurgood Marshall snares the rebound. Here's Holly down the floor to Amberson. Amberson feeds a teammate, and then the ball is entered into the lane right into the hands of Rosengarten. Fort Loramie back the other way. Raderman to the rack with a left hand. It is high off the window. No good. Hit the rim. Caromed into the arms of Lanier of Thurgood Marshall. He bolts down the floor and sets up the attack. Fort Loramie's played very good defense over the last 7 minutes or so. Only 4 points during that stretch by Thurgood Marshall. Here's a drive into the lane. McCombs lays it up on the iron. Deflected by Tyler Siegel into the hands of Fort Loramie. 16-12 Redskins. 2:50 to go here in the half. Outside the arc, far right, it's Burning. Straight away, Brandewee. Oh, backdoor cut, Burning. He's got a gimme all the way to the rim for two. Burning lost his man. Thurgood Marshall hedged out high, and Burning slipped in behind, went baseline. Great feed, Brandewee to Burning. 18-12, Fort Loramie up 6. 2.5 to go, second quarter.
Well, that's probably going to be open because they've been over-guarding up top.
No question, Matt. You're right. Here's Sims. Here's Amerson. Amerson, left-hand dribble. Now McCombs, 25 feet away. Thurgood on the bounce. Fort Loramie in the man-to-man. Thurgood just playing pitch and catch behind the three-point arc. And the three-pointer is given to the long-range gunner. It's good! Wow, that was knocked in by Tavell Sims, 5'10", 160-pound junior. Fort Loramie dared him to shoot, and he drained it. Fort Loramie up 3. Here's Raderman, low post on the left. Powers to the rim, left it short, no good. Here's a rebound by Austin Siegel. There's a collision. I think Fort Loramie may have caused it. Yep, it's on the Redskins. Raderman's first, only the team's third. Minute 44 to go in the second quarter. That was a mighty big hoop, that tray by Sims of Thurgood Marshall, to take it down to 3. 18-15, Fort Loramie on top. Redskins trailed early, 8-3. Then rattled off 8 straight points. Fort Loramie's been up by as many as 6. Minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Thurgood Marshall has the ball 25 feet out. Boy, this shapes up to be a very low-scoring game. The winner might only score 45-48 before it's said and done. Perhaps less. Thurgood Marshall now very patiently attacking. They try to break down Dylan Braun. Here's a drive into the lane. A reach in by Fort Loramie. Ball flicked away, but apparently contact made. A chop on the back of the hand. Rosengarten picks it up, and Thurgood Marshall will play it in below the basket to the left. The playmaker is Mitchell. Mitchell feeds a player in the middle. It's Holly. He goes up and down. That's a violation. Fort Loramie had two men wedged in there between him and the basket. turnover Thurgood. And with 70 seconds to go in the second quarter, Fort Loramie comes up over the timeline with it. It is Burning firing it off near side to Braun. Braun now to Radiman, far left wing. A little high-low action, and Thurgood Marshall is alert. Tipped away. Thurgood, two-on-two break. Drive to the rim. Amberson in, out. No good. Tough break. Rebound Fort Loramie. 45 seconds to go first half. Fort Loramie up three. They set up Braun, far left corner. He jacks up a three ball. Count it. Dylan Braun nails one from long range. Redskins restore the six-point cushion. 21-15. Half minute left, second quarter. Thurgood has Sims calmly pounding the ball on the court at the Firebird logo near the timeline. Now they revolve it into the right corner. Poised to take the last shot is Thurgood Marshall. Now an open man, baseline left, is Holly. He shoots way off the mark. Rebound Braun, stolen by Thurgood Marshall at the timeline. 3 seconds left. Cougars throw it deep left corner. Here's a turnaround three at the buzzer. Good! It counts. Oh, what a shot. My goodness. It was good. I think it was Sims who made the shot.
Sims again.
Tavell Sims with two threes here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie seemed to come away with the ball after Thurgood had misplayed it in the half court with 4 or 5 seconds remaining. And then Thurgood double-teamed at the timeline and made a Hail Mary pass into the left corner of the floor. Looked like it might sail over Sims' head. He caught it and launched it in nearly the same motion. I don't think you try one in your own backyard like that very often, Matt.
No, but it goes in. That's all that matters.
Yeah, 21-18 Fort Loramie by 3 points over Thurgood Marshall in a very entertaining first half here at Flying to the Hoop. We're going to take a 60-second message and hear from American Architectural Glass, AAG Inc., then return shortly with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Fort Loramie in the lead by only 3 at halftime. 21-18 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Our halftime score here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie 21, Thurgood Marshall 18. Thurgood, a very stout opponent today for the unbeaten Redskins. Fort Loramie 11-0. Thurgood Marshall has played a challenging schedule. Thurgood 4-5 on the year. 3 close losses away from home against high-quality opponents. And Thurgood Marshall, thanks to a couple second-quarter three-pointers by Tavell Sims, is within 3 of Fort Loramie at the halftime break, 21-18. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals always. Customer pricing and financing, too. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie on the web, online at geyersinc.com. That's GAIERS Inc.com. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, a family-owned business that has built a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. 937-295-3243. On the web at TomJerry's.com. Say it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before another winter storm gets a firm grip on you and your driving. A tire sale at M&A Muffler and Tires that you'll never get tired of. Goodrich, Cooper, Uniroyal, General, Michelin, Firestone, and more. Plus, complete automotive and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at 1-800-474-4123. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Fort Loramie 21, Thurgood Marshall 18. And the Redskins cannot pull away, Matt.
No, they got that six-point lead there. And then, like you said, Sims has that desperation three to get within three. Dylan Braun leading the way for the Redskins with 8 points. He has both of Loramie's three-pointers on the day. The Redskins were just two or three from three-point. Neither team really looked to shoot from downtown in that first half. We'll see if that changes here in the second half.
A very pesky defense from Thurgood Marshall, which has taken seconds off the clock in the offensive end, more so than I would have thought. As a result, points have been at a premium. Not a lot of possessions in this game. Fort Loramie's trying to up-tempo Thurgood, and Thurgood every now and then gets in the half court and just plays around with the basketball. Thurgood knows that if it can shorten the game, the Cougars just might be able to hang tough.
Definitely. They've been able to penetrate inside and shoot some short jumpers. Sims leading the way for them with the 8 points. And then Amerson with six and McCombs with four. It's been pretty much a three-man show here so far, but most of the shots have been short jumpers except for those two threes by Sims.
And as you noted, Dylan Braun is pacing the scoring for Fort Loramie so far. Is that correct?
Yeah, he has 8 points. And then you have Tyler and Austin Siegel each with four, Evan Burning with four, and Nick Randewey with one.
Tyler Siegel just one field goal so far in this game. You can bet the Redskins will be on a mission here in the second half to get the ball in the post to the 6-7 center for Fort Loramie. 21-18, our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Redskins up three. Our halftime presented by Wilson Health on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Thanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker back at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, the fly into the hoop event. Fort Loramie up by three over Thurgood Marshall, 21-18. Earlier today, Minster down Franklin Monroe, a team which Fort Loramie beat earlier in the year. Final tally, Minster 74, Franklin Monroe 58. Time now for our Local Equipment student-athlete report here at the halftime break. We spotlight several players today, seniors for Fort Loramie, are under the microscope. Evan Burning, Cody Barhorst, Dylan Braun, Austin Siegel, Tyler Siegel, a quintet of 12th graders are on the roster for Fort Loramie. Hopefully they'll have a long and successful tournament journey this year playing for the Fort Loramie Redskins. We certainly wish them and the rest of the team the best. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, our underwriting sponsor for this halftime segment. Local has been on since our inception on scoresbroadcast.com for a dozen years now. LaCalle likes to promote academic and athletic success of student-athletes here on scorersbroadcast.com. LaCalle once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County many years ago from L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle. And those five seniors for Fort Loramie, Cody Barhorst, Dylan Braun, Evan Burning, Tyler Siegel, Austin Siegel, under the spotlight here today, thanks to LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center on scorersbroadcast.com.
LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCalle supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCalle Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Maybe I like it the way you move on the floor. Maybe I like it. Come on.
And welcome back to high school basketball here from the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Fort Loramie 21, Thurgood Marshall 18. Thurgood Marshall gets the ball to start the third quarter of this contest. Thurgood will be advancing toward us down at the south end of Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. It's like Thurgood Marshall received the kickoff to start the first half, and they received the kickoff to start the third quarter, Matt, after scoring the last field goal of the second period, that long three. Thurgood now with a chance to cut it to one or tie with a made triple.
Let's see if they continue with that strategy of holding the ball here about the first 30 seconds or so.
Thurgood's got the ball in the half court. Here is Sims 25 feet away. Sims with a couple long trifectas in that second period. Hand off to Holly, top of the circle. Now McCombs. McCombs 25 feet away to Amerson. Little pick and roll, nothing there. Almost a walk at the top of the circle. Here's a runner down the lane. Banked in! Nicely done by Byron Lanier, a young man from whom we haven't heard much so far in this game. Good look by him. He knifed his way through the paint. And on the giddy-up, knocked one in off the window. 21-20, Fort Loramie, the number one ranked team in the state, in Division Four, being challenged this afternoon. Here's a good look. Fine play. Tyler Siegel cuts to the basket. Got free. Evan Burning hit him with a laser pass. And Tyler gets his second bucket of this game. 23-20. Fort Loramie back up three. We played 55 seconds here in the third quarter. Good baseline drive. McCombs all the way to the paint. In the lane. Left-handed up and good. 23-22. Fort Loramie's lead shaved to one again. Here's Burning down the floor, being harassed, top of the circle. Gets rid of it. It goes to Tyler Siegel, out of Brandewee. Left side, Dylan Braun. Bounce pass to Austin Siegel in the corner. Dylan enters the lane. Little handoff to Tyler right in front. Jump hook, got it. Tyler Siegel, seven-footer. And you can tell that was the objective during the halftime break. Push it into Tyler. Here comes Lanier back down the floor for Thurgood Marshall. He dives into the middle of the lane. Loops it up, no good. It's danced off the ring. Rebound, Fort Loramie. Redskins lead it 25-22. 6:15 left in the third quarter. Here's Burning, 25 feet out. Gets a screen from Tyler Siegel. And then hands it back off to Austin. Deep right corner, Brandewee. He overshoots a long three. Didn't catch the rim. Rebound gathered by Thurgood Marshall. Here's Sims down the floor to Lanier. On top to Holly. Holly to McCombs. McCombs back to Amerson straight away. Deep in the left corner with the ball for Thurgood is Mitchell. Mitchell on the bounce. 5:30 left to go here in the third. Here's a 17-foot jump shot. It is in by McCombs. It hit the back rim. Went way up in the air. Looked like it was going to be an easy Fort Loramie rebound. The ball came down and swished. He was straddling the arc. Give him a deuce. And then Fort Loramie pitch and catch at midcourt, out of bounds. Good pressure by Thurgood Marshall, which is within one, 25-24, with 5:23 left here in the third. Dribble drive, Amerson in the lane. Ducks under. He's got a good look. A couple Redskins went up and flew by, and Amerson sinks the shot. Timeout Thurgood. Cougars take the lead by a point, 26-25. Up next, we'll hear from the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. Vets helping vets. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 133 South Ohio in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is Jack Creamer with Matt Zerker filling in for Chuck McBee today. And we knew, having spoken with Sean McCullough, head coach of Thurgood Marshall, about an hour before the start of the game, that Fort Loramie would be in for a real scrap. This is a young Thurgood team, a lot of talent. It'll be very potent in Division II next year. 4-5 on the season, having played a mighty good schedule. 3 tight losses, a club far better than its record. And Fort Loramie is down by a point. 3 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Thurgood puts on the pressure defense, nearly steals it, and Fort Loramie gets away with a poor pass. Thurgood Marshall jabs it out of bounds.
Trying to feed it inside instead of maybe just going right to the basket on
that
one.
Yep, one pass too many by Fort Loramie. Here's a long lob out near midcourt to Burning. Burning catches over the shoulder. Out of Braun. Redskins clear out for him. Dilling, it's a high screen from Austin Siegel. Now to Tyler. Fort Loramie down a point. Redskins' biggest lead, 6. Here's Burning, left corner. He's got an avenue along the baseline to the rim. Up and good by Burning. Big basket, Fort Loramie, which leads 27-26. Sims countering. He arches up a long 3 for Thurgood Marshall. Short, no good. Rebound, Tyler Siegel down to Burning. Burning to Austin, baseline right. He's double-teamed in the paint. Goes back to Burning. Burning right down the middle, all the way to the rim. Burning with a second straight bucket for Fort Loramie. Evan Burning igniting the Redskins, who take the lead 29-26. 2 big hoops in a row by Burning. He challenged Thurgood's defense and went right to the basket. Well, Matt, he carved him up, didn't he?
He did. The last couple of times they've been able to drive right to the basket, Thurgood hasn't had an answer for that all day.
4 minutes to go, third quarter. Lanier on the arc to Sims. Quickly, Burning's 2 goals erase the 1-point Thurgood lead. Redskins lead at 29-26. Here's Holly, baseline left. Hits the cutter, McCombs. Banks it over Dylan Braun, no good. Tipped by Lanier, short, no good. And it comes off the iron into the hands of Tyler Siegel. Down to Burning of Fort Loramie. Evan Burning's motor continues to run. He sparked Fort Loramie here in this period. They look for Braun on the backdoor cut. He's not open. Now to Tyler Siegel, high left. Left corner, Brandewee. Brandewee enters the lane. He's double-teamed, rises up, shoots the 10-footer, short, no good. Rebound, Thurgood Marshall. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Fort Loramie up only 3. Sims on the arc. Dribbles through traffic. Collision in the lane. Hacking foul from the backside against Fort Loramie.
That's the first foul here in this third quarter.
Isn't that amazing?
Hasn't been a lot of fouls called in this one.
Nope. Tenaciously played on the defensive side, but very cleanly played. Entertaining game. Fort Loramie is going to have to hustle its way to a victory here today. Thurgood Marshall has put up quite a test. Ball inbound by Thurgood into the paint, and it's jammed out of bounds right away by Tyler Siegel. Fort Loramie zoning in the lane. Ball lobbed out to Sims on the arc 25 feet away. Sims, shake-and-bake move, hands, baseline left to teammate McCombs, whistle blows, and we've got a violation, turned over. A traveler, a palm against Thurgood Marshall, which runs a full-court press at Fort Loramie now. Redskins lead by 3. Ball lobbed up ahead to Ratterman. Redskins break it, now to Burning. Burning 25 feet out. Evan on the dribble. His last 2 baskets for Fort Loramie have taken the Redskins from a 1-point deficit to a 3-point advantage. 2:45 left, third quarter. Rosengarten on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Eli Rosengarten, 5'10 junior. Cross-court pass to Braun. He sizes up a three, snaps it off, and hits it. Dylan Braun knocks it down from way outside in the extreme corner. And Fort Loramie owns a six-point cushion. Seven straight for the Redskins. Here's a dribble drive in the lane by Thurgood Marshall. A lot of contact, a shooting foul for the Cougars.
That's some great ball movement on that last play, resulting in that three wide open in the right corner.
Well, you talk about whisking the ball around in fast fashion. Fort Loramie did it last trip down the floor, finding Braun available for his third three of this game. Two-shot free throw situation here for the Cougars of Thurgood Marshall. And, Matt, I can't tell who that is at the line.
I believe it's Lanier.
I think it's number two, Byron Lanier.
This is their first foul shots of the game.
Yeah, wow. He drops in the first one. Second one curls in and out. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie, which is up five. 32-27. 2:15 to go, third quarter. Up ahead to Rosengarten, out of Braun. Hand off right corner, Tyler Siegel. Hits the cutter down the lane. Tipped away out of bounds off Thurgood Marshall. Austin Siegel was out briefly. He's in for Tyler to allow him a respite. Let's see what play Fort Loramie conjures up below its basket. It goes to Braun, deep in the right corner, fading away on the three, left it short. Thurgood down the floor, one on three, pull up Basims, banked it, no good. What a rebound, pulled off the glass by Rosengarten. He bear hugged that one. Here's a long pass down to Braun, finds a man open low on the left, caught and laid in by Ratterman. Good look by Fort Loramie. Redskins starting to roll a bit now, ahead by seven. Minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Sharp assist making by the Redskins in this period. Here's a long three ball on the way. Yes! Anthony McCombs, the 14 points a game freshman for Thurgood Marshall, sinks a long one. And it's right back to 34-30. Here is pressure by Thurgood Marshall in backcourt. Burning is almost tied up, and Fort Loramie gets a timeout. Well, we'll keep it right here, Chuck, or I should say Matt. I knew I would do that at least once before the afternoon was over and tell our listeners all about one of our fine sponsors, which is the Jewelry Barn located in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn came on board last spring here on scoresbroadcast.com along with the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Shout-outs to all of them. The Jewelry Barn, established in 2011, has a qualified staff to offer you great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn, featuring ear piercing, watch link adjustment, free jewelry cleaning, appraisals. We are certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. So come check us out. The Gem in Rushi, Ohio, the Jewelry Barn, which will make your gift ideas come to life. Tell Jolene Rinderly at the Jewelry Barn you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Phone 526-5557. 526-5557. Check out the Jewelry Barn on Facebook. Well, Fort Loramie, after the timeout, guilty of a walk. Evan Burning dragged the pivot foot. And down four, Thurgood hustles down the floor. Entering the lane, Sims tries to bounce to Lanier. It goes out of bounds below the basket. Turnover each way. Fort Loramie head before, gets it back. Redskins led 34-27 a moment ago. Trailed earlier in this quarter, 26-25. 50 seconds remaining, third period. Austin Siegel, deep right corner, Tyler. Hooks a pass out on top to Brandewee. Right now, Thurgood Marshall in chase mode, guarding closely. Dylan Braun, 25 feet away. Bounces straight away to Ratterman. Out of Brandewee. Fort Loramie looks like it's going to be composed enough to maybe play for one. Nope. Brandewee navigates the paint. A left-handed runner. Short. No good. And he is tagged on the wrist.
Of course, as soon as you said that.
Redskins caught Thurgood Marshall off guard. Nick Brandewee penetrated the paint hard. He took a physical shot from a Thurgood Marshall player. Couldn't score. Two big free throws here for Nick, who's one of two at the stripe. He's got it. 35-30. Fort Loramie up 5, 27.2 to go in the third quarter. It's been a very good game here today at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, flying to the hoop. Earlier, Minster won easily over Franklin Monroe, 74-58, pulled away to a double-digit lead at the start of the second quarter, and it never got below 10 after that. Nick Brandewee is on the mark on two straight free throws to give Fort Loramie a six-point bulge, 36-30. 17 seconds left here in the third quarter. Sims on the arc, right corner, Amberson. Amberson left-hand dribble. Now deep in the left corner, gives it up on the play to Sims. Lanier, Sims, sizes up the three, hoists a long one, short, no good. Fine, weak side rebound, but Thurgood Marshall with a second left, fadeaway shot wide, and that is the end of the third quarter. Chauncey Amberson managed to get the carom, but didn't get a good look around the corner of the backboard, and Fort Loramie leads by six here at the halftime break. The Redskins were in front by three at intermission. They expand the lead by three more to lead at 36-30 at the end of the third quarter. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. We'll take a timeout and hear from LaCal Equipment, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Thank you so much, LaCal, on Scores Broadcast.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And a big thank you to these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing Electric Heating and Air Conditioning, along with Brookins in Fort Loramie and Custom Foam Products. Redskins lead by a scant 6 points. Opening half minute, third quarter. Here's Braun on the arc. Fine entry down inside to Tyler Siegel. Got the smaller defender on his hip and went strong to the hoop and forced in a five-footer. Fort Loramie head down by 8, 38-30. Thurgood Marshall in the half court. Tries to feed below the rim. A pocket pass intercepted by Burning. Burning bolts the other way. Shoots a pass for Tyler Siegel on the run. And it's jammed out of bounds under the basket by Thurgood Marshall. Critical juncture of this game for Thurgood, which has fallen behind now by its biggest deficit, 8. Inbounds, Dylan Braun, left corner. Dylan hurls up a 3, no good. Weak side rebound, traced down on the play by Thurgood Marshall. Sims. Sims takes it coast to coast, running, shooting, scoring, and he's fouled. The official made the delayed call a block as Sims took his last step running down the right side of the lane. And he put some nice soft touch on that one, kissed it in off the backboard. I thought the referee was going to count it, Matt, and he did. Sims at the stripe, a three-point chance. He's got it. 38-33. Fort Loramie was up 38-30 with 7:05 to go in the fourth. That three-point play the old-fashioned way by Thurgood cuts it to 5. Full court pressure by Thurgood. Fort Loramie whips it. Down the floor, Ratterman. Ratterman beats the pressure and takes it into the basket. Good long pass by Burning. Thurgood Marshall in the half court. Here's a quick three. It's errant, way short, didn't catch the rim. Rebound taken down by Burning. Sims fired a long one. That was more like a turnover for Thurgood Marshall, which is down by 7, 40-33. Well, last offensive possession, Fort Loramie scurried down the floor pronto and got a gimme from Ratterman. All of these Redskins run it 94 feet beautifully well. Oh, here's a fine reverse layup by Dylan Braun. Braun in traffic below the rim as Thurgood Marshall players were all around him, but Dylan used the iron as a shield, went up on one side, came up and under on the other, banked it down to give Fort Loramie its biggest spread, 9, 42-33 with 6 minutes to go, foul against Fort Loramie in the Thurgood half court.
The Redskins have done an excellent job today of taking the ball to the hoop strong.
Exactly.
They've
sure have.
Excellent job with that today.
Yep. Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena is a difficult place to walk in and start shooting jump shots thinking you're going to make a high percentage. It just doesn't happen, and Fort Loramie has gotten to the rim often, especially here in the second half. Here's Thurgood in the left corner. It's Lanier. Lanier starts to drive. Tyler Siegel meets him. Bodies fly. Lanier got the worst of it. Down he went. Somehow he threw the ball toward the rim. He's not going to be given a two-shot situation, though. Thurgood will inbounds below the basket.
And that's only the first foul for Tyler. He's done it. If you would have said before the game that 6 minutes to go, he'd only have one foul, Corey Britton would be overjoyed with that.
Yeah, Fort Loramie has not committed many fouls in this game. In fact, there have been few fouls called. Excellent defense by each club. Here's another one picked up by the Redskins, though, on a good drive to the basket by Thurgood Marshall's Anthony McCombs. As McCombs got into the paint, was poised to take a shot, stayed on the floor. Fort Loramie went up, and then McCombs wisely threw his body up into the arms of the defender. McCombs with two free throws. The first is dead center, 42-34. Fort Loramie by 8, Fort Loramie by 7, as McCombs connects twice. 5:38 to go in the fourth. Team foul situation, Matt, just one on Thurgood here in this half.
Yes, and 6 on the Redskins. Complete opposite of the first half.
Yep, here's Dylan Braun, top of the circle. Coming out to catch is Tyler Siegel. Now to Burning. Burning right corner, baseline, around two men, to the rim, left it short, no good. Tough break. Rebound comes off to Thurgood Marshall. Here's Sims into the half court. Hits a cutter, Amberson. Falls away from 5 feet. Hard off the back rim. Strong rebound, Tyler Siegel. 5 minutes to go in the game. Fort Loramie leads by 7. Burning scurries up. Gives it to Rosengarten. Deep right corner. It is Ratterman. Out back to Burning. They look for Dylan Braun. Find him left corner. Now Rosengarten. Now Dylan Braun. 4:40 left to go in the game. 42-35. Fort Loramie by 7. Here's Burning on the bounce against Sims. Hits the cutter, Dylan Braun, right down the middle, all the way to the rim. Yes, what a play. Burning to Dylan Braun. Sharp cutting, crisp passing. It leads to another 2. And Fort Loramie's up 9 again. Thurgood's got to talk it over. 44-35 in favor of Fort Loramie gives us a chance to highlight one of our fine underwriting sponsors, Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker Insurance, for multiple years now, has earned the number one most valued rating of insurance agencies in the region. Barker Insurance at 9040 North County Road 25A, north edge of Sydney, will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. Representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, and Ohio Mutual, you're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when you are served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Barker Insurance, one of our anchor underwriting sponsors, along with American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. Thurgood Marshall down by 9 with the ball. Baseline left, it's Lanier. And Lanier tightropes the baseline. Comes out from underneath the backboard right in front of the ring. Tyler Siegel meets him shoulder to shoulder. Foul called on Tyler. Number 2 on Siegel. Amerson's got a pair at the stripe here for Thurgood Marshall. to try to whittle the deficit down to five. It's up and in. 44-36, or to try to whittle the deficit down to seven, I should have said. Second free throw here by Amerson, 4:18 remaining in the game. He dips the knees, lets it go. Hard off the heel, rebound high in the air. It's Burning who soars for it and collects it for the Redskins. One team foul on Thurgood, which can afford to play tightly on defense now and go for every steal opportunity. Here's Dylan Braun, left corner. Baseline left. It's fed on the play to Burning. Burning ducks under. Look at him go to work. Two more for Evan Burning. Boy, is he tricky in the lane. Pulling up, stopping, popping. Sims inside the arc. Buries it for Thurgood. Burning hits. Sims retaliates. 46-38, Fort Loramie by 8. 3:35 to go in the game. Here's Ratterman down the floor to Burning. Burning scoots through the paint. Ball jarred free. Foul called, a slap on the wrist by Thurgood. Ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie below the rim.
It's just like you just said a couple minutes ago. They're going to start taking those kind of chances. They need to at this point.
No question. Thurgood is extremely quick. And about the only way they can overcome Fort Loramie now is get steals and cash in at the offensive end. Little drop step, ball thrown into the middle to Tyler Siegel. And nifty footwork, left-handed half hook is buried by Tyler from 5 feet away. He's been a force to be reckoned with here in the second half. And then a quick trigger, a long three by Holly of Thurgood Marshall. Hits the flange, kicks way out to Burning. Burning goes all the way down the floor for Fort Loramie. Knifes into the lane, lays it up on the back rim. Whistle blows, shot bounces in, and a foul on Thurgood. And the Redskins have broken this thing open by 12, 50-38 with 3 minutes to go. Burning at the line for a three-point chance. Fort Loramie getting shot after shot after shot from 6 feet on in. Free throw by Burning, long. Rebound down to Thurgood Marshall.
Their execution's just been impressive.
It has, second half especially. Dribble drive in the lane. It is Chauncey Amerson. Throws it up with the left, off the heel. Rebound tipped out in the corner off Fort Loramie. Two extremely impressive freshmen for Thurgood Marshall. Chauncey Amerson, six-footer, a ninth grader, and Anthony McCombs, 6'2", also a ninth grader. Lanier on the arc, gives it up to Holly. Left corner McCombs, he goes to work, and he drops it in. Whistle, foul, and count it. It's an add one here for Thurgood Marshall. 50-40. Nathan Roderman picked it up for the Redskins. And Thurgood Marshall wants to pound it inside, get to the charity stripe, I should say, and score with the clock halted in the waning 2 minutes 43 seconds. Free throw is on target, 50-41. Fort Loramie by 9. Now 2.5 to go. Here's Austin Siegel in the right corner. Hits a cutter. Ratterman down the lane. Shaken loose by Thurgood Marshall. It's on the deck. Scrum for it. A jump. Arrow favors Thurgood Marshall.
It's one of the few times today that Loramie hasn't been able to handle that pressure.
Exactly. That was not a secure handle by the Redskins during that offensive set. They muffed it. Thurgood Marshall into the half court. And head coach Sean McCullough gets a timeout. We will hear from one of our fine underwriting sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. 2:29 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie up 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville. up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Guyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Guyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
Well, after the Thurgood Marshall timeout, head coach Sean McCullough sets up a fine play. And guess who gets the long three-point rainbow to go in? It's Tavell Sims. He's been hot today. That's his third triple. He's got one the old-fashioned way, a three-point play. And that cuts Fort Loramie's lead to 50-44. Six straight points by Thurgood Marshall. 2 minutes left now in the fourth quarter. Redskins led about 30 seconds ago, 50-38. Here's Burning darting ahead for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Hits a cutter down the lane, Dylan Braun. Braun to the cup, got it for two. That one might have broken Thurgood's back. 52-44. Sims tries a quick three again. He jettisoned up a long one, no good. Weak side rebound pulled down by Mitchell over the back against Fort Loramie. Mitchell with the 1-1. Yep, couple three-point plays for Thurgood Marshall has made this interesting again. A minute 51 to go, 52-44 in favor of Fort Loramie. Foul shots for Mitchell. He can trim it back to six if he makes each. It's on the way. He doesn't get the first of the 1-1. It's hard. And it is Tyler Siegel soaring for the rebound. Long throw down the floor to Brandewee. Brandewee grabs it 25 feet away. Circles the perimeter on top. Four team fouls on Thurgood Marshall. Minute and a half remaining. Redskins up eight. Ball thrown foul line to Brandewee. Goes opposite left corner, Ratterman. Line drive three ball way long. It serves as a pass, though. Caught on the weak side, but Tyler Siegel, who restarts the offense. Out to Dylan Braun. If
there was a shot clock, there'd be a little problem here.
Uh-oh, Dylan Braun shakes free in the lane. Catches, misses, got the rebound back. Hooked it in, and he's fouled. Athletic play by Dylan Braun. And at the last bucket before Loramie, didn't break the back of Thurgood Marshall. That one did for sure. A minute 12 to go. Fort Loramie up 10, 54-44. Dylan Braun's three-point play, free throw, short. Off to the right, no good. Rebound Thurgood, down 10, 60 seconds left. Knocked out of bounds by Burning in the Thurgood half court. 54-44, Fort Loramie. Thurgood Marshall has been a pesky opponent all day. Driving into the lane, it is McCombs, pulls up, 10-footer, deflected on the play by Tyler Siegel, into the lap of Dylan Braun. Braun down the floor, quickly inside to Tyler, and it's knocked away. Good steal by Thurgood Marshall. Lanier down the court, 50 seconds left. Redskins up 10. Out back to Sims, high arching floater, trifecta, short, no good. Long rebound, Thurgood. Triple in the air, yes! Tavell Sims again, and a timeout is called by Thurgood, which has cut Fort Loramie's cushion right back down to 7 with 39.5 to go. Fort Loramie 54 and Thurgood Marshall 47. One of our fine sponsors, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Thank you so much, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, along with Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Our next break, we'll hear from the In-Between, located just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Here's Thurgood in the half court, and it's a scattered floor, loose ball picked up by Lanier, and he banks in a runner. And Sean McCullough, head coach of Thurgood Marshall, gets a full timeout as Fort Loramie's lead has been shaved from 12 in the last 2.5 minutes all the way down to 5, 54-49, 32.2 left here in the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Well, but about the time we think Fort Loramie has this game salted away against Thurgood Marshall, back come the Cougars, who are within five at 54-49, 31.3 to go. Fort Loramie just got the ball inbounded successfully under duress, and Nick Brandewee was fouled. He sinks the first of the 1-1 to earn the bonus, and he's got it again. And Fort Loramie is up the 7. 26 seconds to go. Here's Sims down the floor to Lanier for Thurgood. Lanier right in front. Five-footer. Dances around the rim and comes off. Rebound down to Tyler Siegel. Backcourt to Braun. Wrapped up and fouled by Thurgood Marshall. Well, the very young Thurgood Marshall Cougars have been a stiff challenger today for the Fort Loramie Redskins, who are going to pull this game out. It's 56-49 with 17.3 to go. It was 50-38 with 3 minutes left, and back came Thurgood to cut it to 5. Dylan Braun cans the free throw to give Fort Loramie the lead by 8, 57-49. Second shot, but Dylan, couple three bounces, up and good again. How many points for Dylan Braun, Matt?
21.
21 for Dylan of Fort Loramie's 58. Redskins up 9, 14 seconds left. Here's a dribble drive in the lane. Arching one-hander by McCombs. Got it. 8 seconds left in the fourth. Roderman in backcourt for Fort Loramie. And Thurgood tries to wrestle it loose from him. They wrap him up and foul him. Roderman at the stripe now for Fort Loramie. 7.4 to go. Redskins in front by a 58-51 count. Roderman the lefty. Ames, the southpaw, pumps it up and missed it strong. Rebound down to Thurgood. 4 seconds left. Sims in the half court, 30 feet out. Long Hail Mary shot. No. Rebound caught below the rim. Up and good at the buzzer. Travis Mitchell beat the buzzer. Count the goal. And the final score is Fort Loramie 58, Thurgood Marshall 53. Again, this was a 12-point game. Fort Loramie with 3 minutes left. Thurgood never quit. The Cougars put up a scrap and made this a contest right down to the end. Fort Loramie wins it with good execution in the half court as Fort Loramie shot basket after basket from 7-8 feet on in throughout the last two quarters to turn away a very young but highly talented Thurgood Marshall team, 58-53. Earlier today here at the Flying to the Hoop, it was Minster 74 and Franklin Monroe 58. We just don't know yet here on scoresbroadcast.com what game we'll cover for you on Friday night. On Thursday, we will be at Minster. The Minster girls in action against New Bremen. Minster number one last week in the first Division IV statewide poll. New Bremen was fourth. Minster was beaten yesterday at the Classic in the Country at Berlin Highland, 44-41 by Elyria Catholic, as the Lady Wildcats suffered their first setback of the season. But we've got the game on Thursday night, the Auglaize County Route 66 rivalry, Minster-New Bremen girls, tip-off 7:30 webcast time at 7:10 on Thursday. And don't forget, on Saturday afternoon, highly ranked Ottoville comes to Minster. That should be quite a confrontation. And who knows what those girls' state rankings will look like this week. Very conceivably, Ottoville-Minster might flip-flop places. Ottoville could be number one or number two in the state. That'll be quite a showdown next Saturday at Minster. This coming Saturday night, more than likely, we'll have the Versailles at Rushi boys game for you from Rushi High School. It'll be a packed madhouse on Saturday evening. Again, uncertain about the Friday night tilt here on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thank yous to dish out here today on Scores Broadcast: the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Shout outs to all of them. Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include eight divisions. In Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Also a thank you to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. You can't beat Goffney for high-quality furniture priced just right. Goffney Furniture on the web at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot always. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. So much thanks to Chris North at the Veterans Services Commission in downtown Sydney. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits and call 937-498-7282 on the internet at facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Our anchors: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. Well, Matt, we'll hear from the U.S. Bank upcoming in just a few seconds. Your take on this game: hard-earned win for Fort Loramie. If spectators here at the Flying to the Hoop today were expecting a runaway by the number one ranked team in the state, 11-0 Fort Loramie. Hey, it didn't happen. It was in doubt right down to the final half minute or so.
Definitely. I was very impressed today with the way that Loramie took the ball to the basket.
Yep.
They were powering up. They weren't just throwing up wild shots.
No.
They went right to the basket with authority, and that turned out to be a lot of points for them. They went to the foul line enough times, and I also thought they did a great job. Most of the game, Marshall had some kind of pressure on them, either full court, three-quarter court, or they were all over them in the half court. And Loramie did a nice job of, I think they ended up with 12, 13 turnovers, but they had about five or six early.
Yep.
And for most of the game, they did a nice job against that pressure.
Yeah, the style of play before Loramie resembled its performance all year long. If Dylan Braun can't shake free to jack up the three-pointer, the Redskins take it right to the basket. That Braun was a real menace in the side of Thurgood Marshall here today, as he scored over 20 points, didn't he?
Right. He ended up with 21. He had 10 there in the fourth quarter. He had a couple baskets when Marshall was trying to cut into it in the early stages of the period. He and Evan Burning had a couple nice shots inside that kind of held off that comeback.
Now, Fort Loramie may have learned a lesson having played here last year in the regional semifinals. Redskins could not buy an outside jump shot in the first half, against a very quick Lima Perry team. Redskins caught fire late. It wasn't enough. Lima Perry held on to win by a bucket in that game. This trip to Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, more kind for the Redskins, who pounded the ball inside. Hopefully this was the first win of three wins for Fort Loramie here in 2018 at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. This venue, of course, the site of the Division IV regional tourney.
You make a great point about that regional semifinal last year.
Yep.
Lima Perry and Marshall were kind of
similar
kind of teams. Not
yep.
very big. I think Lima Perry maybe shot a few more three-pointers, but very similar teams. And it'd be interesting, like you said, I think Loramie learned from that last
yep.
year, and that applied, and that's how they got the win today.
Oh, yeah, you can die by the three a lot quicker here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena than you can live and win by the three. That's for certain.
Definitely, definitely. And the Redskins had good balanced scoring along with Bronze 21, Evan Burning with 12. He had 8 there in the second half. And then Tyler Siegel ended up with 12, and he had 8 in the second half.
Yes.
It just, everything came together a lot more in the second half. Both teams kind of struggled there offensively. It was 21-18 at the half. And it ended up 58-53. So both teams picked it up offensively in the second
half. Yeah, Redskins wound up with a very productive final two quarters, 37 points in the second half for Fort Loramie. Head coach Corey Britton will take that any old time, a 37-point second half, especially the way the Redskins play defense game in, game out. For Thurgood Marshall, leading point scorers were?
Tavell Sims, a guy we really didn't talk about much in the pregame, but he was very impressive today. He ended up with 18 points, 4 three-pointers. And Anthony McCombs, I believe was one of their super freshmen. He ended up with 18. And the other freshman, Amerson, with 14, and then Lanier with 3.
Oh, is the future ever bright at Thurgood Marshall? Everyone returns. This will be a Division II powerhouse next year.
Definitely a team to watch here the next time.
In that 2018-19 campaign, count on Thurgood Marshall to make headlines in Division II high school basketball in this region. A fun game. Up next here on scoresbroadcast.com is our Clancy's Restaurant star or stars of the game for the Redskins. Matt, who do you pick? Is it Dylan Braun?
I think so. I think he had a couple big plays. He had 3 threes in the early stages when they kind of needed it.
Yep.
And then the 10 points there in that fourth quarter to help solid it away for the Redskins.
Yeah, Dylan helped weather the rush, the storm from Thurgood Marshall in that
fourth. And he was one of those guards that kind of helped with the pressure
yep.
and with the ball movement.
Dylan handled it extremely well. What did the Redskins wind up in the way of turnovers? I know maybe a few too many.
They ended up with 13, but like I said, they probably had about 4 or 5 right there in the first 4 or 5 minutes of the game.
And yes.
They did a nice job settling down after that.
Yeah, last 2.5, 3 quarters took care of the ball well enough against Thurgood's quickness for certain. Dylan Braun, our Clancy star of the game winner. Dylan led the Redskins with 21. He was followed by Tyler Siegel with 12, Evan Burning with 12. We're going to hear this from Clancy's in Sydney. Clancy's on Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy. Just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
This is Jack Kramer along with Matt Zerker back here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Matt enjoyed it so much. Matt filling in for Chuck McBee today, who did not get MLK Day off. He had to work. So it was the Jack and Matt show from here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena's Flying to the Hoop. And it was fun, a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Laramie, that's probably the second time I've seen them play this year, and they are definitely showing why they are the top-ranked team in the state in Division IV.
And Fort Laramie continues to benefit, I think, from playing stringent opponents, having won games on the road against Versailles, St. Henry, and Bethel. Home game upcoming with Minster. Two games, of course, on the schedule yet with Anna. A road game against Rushi. And looming down there on February 3rd, Saturday night, is a contest at Fort Laramie against Marion Local. Schedule remains difficult for the Redskins, and that's a positive. That'll get Fort Laramie ready for the tourney, that's for sure.
Yeah, it'll keep them focused, keep them fresh. Like we talked yesterday in the Sydney game, Sydney only playing one game.
Right.
And it was West Carrollton, a team they beat by 30. And you could tell there in that first half, they were flat, they weren't ready to go. I think Laramie playing these, granted, every one of them is not tough, but there's enough and they're scattered in there that it keeps them focused and keeps them fresh.
No question. The Redskins have accomplished a lot already this year, as we noted in our pregame today, having broken a losing string to Versailles, winning on the road, having beaten St. Henry for the second straight year, something Anna and Rushi have a real hard time doing. And, of course, a win over Rushi at Fort Laramie, first win by the Redskins over the Raiders in the regular season in 9 tries. Fort Laramie still has a lot to prove. Redskins, of course, are out to take the league championship and beat the streak of 4 straight Shelby County League titles earned by the Rushi Raiders. So Fort Laramie's got a lot to strive for yet, having gone 12-0 now, 5-0 in the Shelby County League. Next game for Fort Laramie is Friday at Botkins.
Which is an improved team.
Right.
They've picked it up here the last few games. They have a game tonight at Fairlawn. I just checked. The game is still on for tonight with a 6 p.m. JV tip-off. So be a key game. You guys did the first matchup, and Botkins won that one 43-39. So should be another good game tonight at Fairlawn.
Fort Laramie plays Minster. Those two boys' teams collide this coming Saturday. It's a week from Saturday. I was mistaken. Rushi Versailles is 1 week from Saturday. We'll be at Fort Laramie this Saturday night. Minster at Fort Laramie. And the Minster Wildcats, fast, improving club, impressive. I like them a lot. Good size. That'll be a stern test for Fort Laramie. Botkins on Friday, Minster on Saturday. Minster thumped Franklin Monroe 74-58 earlier today.
They were very impressive out here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Franklin Monroe got off to a little bit of an early lead, and then after that, it was all Minster.
So Fort Laramie's got some challenges which lie ahead, and we'll be back in action with the Redskins on Saturday night against Minster. And again on Thursday, we're at the Minster gym for the New Bremen Minster girls, webcast time at 7:10. Uncertain about our coverage on Friday night yet. Saturday afternoon, Ottoville at Minster girls, 2:10 webcast time. And Minster at Fort Laramie on Saturday night, boys game, that's an 8 o'clock tip, 7:40 webcast time on Saturday evening. Chuck McBee not here today, MLK Day. Chuck had to work. Matt, thank you so much. Matt Zerker alongside.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, you're so welcome. For Chuck, for Matt, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena and the Fly Into the Hoop event, where earlier today Minster beat Franklin Monroe by 16. And in our second game covered here on scoresbroadcast.com, Fort Laramie turned back Thurgood Marshall by a final score of 58-53. Good afternoon, scoresbroadcast.com listeners.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.